I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. This year, more children in South Carolina will be receiving much-needed medical care through a telehealth program at their school. To talk about this partnership involving school districts, school nurses, and pediatricians in Charleston is Dr. James McElligott from the Medical University of South Carolina. Dr. McElligott, as medical director for telehealth at MUSC, what kind of medical care can be delivered now through telehealth?
Telehealth simply means taking care of a patient over a distance with the use of technology. And so it's that broad, and it can mean all kinds of different things. It can be from having an app on your smartphone that measures your blood pressure and sends it to your doctor, or more commonly, it's referred to when you use video conferencing over distance to see a patient. And commonly, in that instance, you also attach an electronic stethoscope or an otoscope or some sort of camera that lets you examine the patient from far away.
And why is telehealth a concept that's important in general?
It reduces a lot of the barriers to getting care that are associated with distance, or even if it's not distance, the time that it takes to go to the doctor. The technology just allows you to, one, bring the providers closer to the patient, but it also is a catalyst for making the care more efficient.
Now, let's talk about the pediatric program that you're involved in. Tell us about that.
Sure. The pediatric program that got me involved in telehealth is the school-based program. And school-based health clinics are important because they bring the care closer to the kids. It makes lots of sense, right? In this way, because I use video conferencing to beam around to different schools, we can serve 10, maybe 20 schools, all from one provider. And the other part about it is it doesn't matter how big your school is or how small your school is, and it doesn't matter how rural your school is or how inner city your school is.
Dr. McElligott, what typically happens at one of the telehealth-only school clinics when there is some sort of medical incident that requires the expertise of an MUSC physician?
Well, in this particular model, the cornerstone of the model is the school nurse. So it's a partnership with the school district and with the school nurse. So the school nurse often identifies children who need care or is communicating with the parents about a child who may need care, or perhaps it's a child that just came into her office that morning wheezing from asthma or whatever, and she will contact us and we will turn on the video conference and be sort of beamed right into her office, and she will assist us with an examination. And we will give the parents a phone call or invite them to come to the school to participate in the visit.
Interesting. So the child is right there, video camera, doctor is at MUSC.
That's right.
And the school nurse is there on site with the child and something is up and you're giving an exam, basically.
That's right. We use electronic cameras that allow us to look at the eardrum or the throat, and we use electronic stethoscopes. So in real time, we can hear the heart and the lungs.
And then what happens next?
You know, a lot of times it's a reassurance that you don't have to go to the emergency room, which is key, or you don't have to miss a school day. If a medicine is needed, we will prescribe it like normal. And importantly, we always send a note back to the primary care physician, and we always encourage them to follow back up.
Why is this a big plus for the schools and for the students?
Well, you know, missed school days and missed work days for the parents are a huge thing, but also any school, especially schools that serve lower income families, they know how much a driver of poor health is, both to academics and to future success for the families. And so getting the kids in good health and having them not miss those school days and not miss those work days is really a game changer for a lot of these families.
Dr. McElligott, thanks so much for providing information about this telehealth program.
Well, thanks for getting the word out.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina ETV Radio.